This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
On site. At Capital One Arena, head of Caps 50, the great event the team's putting on that we're happy to be covering today. We're Grant and Danny. This is The Fan. There are times in life where we see our loved ones struggle, especially as they get older. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori & Murad can guide you through the process of managing a health care or financial power of attorney, or even securing a guardianship for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today. Visit kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them that G&D sent you so that you can get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We've been talking about Jaden Daniels as an MVP candidate. We'll get back into that in 2 minutes. Thursday night football is tonight. We got a good matchup, too. 3-2 Seattle, 2-3 San Francisco. The story here is that first place for now's on the line in the NFC West. The Niners have been super banged up, Danny. But Brock Purdy's playing very well, giving them a chance every single week. And they're running the ball exceptionally well with Jordan Mason replacing Christian McCaffrey. San Francisco's just been terrible in the red zone. They're still moving it. Their offense is prolific, pretty dynamic, until they get into the red area where they have really scuffled. Meanwhile, for Seattle, it's a top 10 offense. Geno Smith's leading the NFL in passing yards. Their defense is trending up under Mike McDonald. They seem like a pretty good football team and a good test at home, tough environment to play in for San Francisco tonight. I think this is going to be a great game.
Yeah, two straight losses for Seattle. Remember, they started 3-0 against a pretty soft schedule, I might add. Denver, before Denver kind of turned the corner. Patriots, who they barely beat, and the Dolphins, as wounded an animal as you're going to find. They lost a good game to Detroit, back and forth. They certainly moved the football, to your point, almost 520 total yards in that one. This past week's the bad loss, though. At home to the Giants, losing that game the way they did, where they just kept shooting themselves in the foot, and you sort of expected it to turn. It never did. They ran out of time, and that's your ball game. So that's one of those – that's a bogey on a very makeable hole, right, that you missed. Now you've got a wounded San Francisco team that's, well, literally and figuratively, without a couple of their stars that we're used to seeing, and they've lost a couple games inexplicably as well. They're both in – San Francisco may be a bit more desperate than Seattle is to kind of get right and kind of get their season underway, but this is – an important game for both teams. That should be a good one.
Speaking of makeable but missed, they were lining up to kick the game-tying field goal at the horn last week, and it was blocked in return for a touchdown. They could have sent that game to overtime against the Giants, and in fact probably should have, because there was a penalty that didn't get called on the blocked field goal. That said, I mean, the damage was already done.
Yeah.
It's a couple of minutes left in the game, and the Giants have hung around in your building. They just didn't play that well. But San Francisco is actually more interesting to me because they've lost three of their last four.
Mm-hmm.
They're just trying to kind of par the course, stay afloat here.
Survive with what's going on with them, yeah.
Get some bodies back. but the two awful losses that they can't afford. They lost by up 10 points in the fourth quarter twice. It happened against the Rams, and it happened against the Cardinals. Otherwise, it's a different story. They're 4-1 right now. They led both of those games by double digits. I saw some stat where, like, the rest of the NFL has lost two times all year in, like, 26 games when leading by 10 points in the fourth quarter. And San Francisco is 0-2 in their losses.
They have them, yeah.
In those situations. So tonight should be entertaining NFC West matchup. Back to Jaden Daniels, though. I was just thinking about this during the break. We've been taking some really good calls. You guys are providing some thought-provoking takes here. Even though I feel like the Jaden Daniels MVP talk feels aggressive to me right now, how will I feel if they beat the Ravens and he balls out? And I think that if they were to beat Baltimore in a Daniels gem, or even just a normal good performance, like, to me, the Bengals game is otherworldly. He's not going to have one of those again. I thought last week was just normal good. The Cardinals was just normal good. But if he plays like that again, he will have ripped off four straight awesome performances that are good quarterbacking games. You will have won five in a row. You'd be 5-1, and you'd have the signature road win on your ledger. And at that point, his resume is probably every bit as good as anybody's. As we look at the other options that we're saying, well, he doesn't feel like he should win the MVP because he's a rookie. And then you go, well, who's more deserving? If they beat Baltimore because of Jaden Daniels this week and they're 5-1, do we still feel that way?
I mean, no.
At that point, I think I would be willing next week after a really good win against a good team to jump into these waters.
I was thinking about it when you asked the question because I hadn't actually thought about that, believe it or not. And let's say we're just playing out scenarios, right? We can play if they get blown out and he doesn't play well. We can do whatever you feel like. But if let's do that one you just mentioned. If they beat Baltimore, it probably means that guy played pretty great, you would think, right? Just given how they're built and
well,
what's going to take.
Maybe not great, but well
Fair
enough.
He's going to do something pretty good at a minimum. If they go on the road and beat Baltimore, I don't know that any conversation is irresponsible anymore.
I agree.
And I think that's the point, right? And I'm not saying it's irresponsible now because the betting market reflects it and we're trying to quantify what we're seeing, and it's amazing.
And you say, well, what's the big difference of one game? And I would say the big difference is the Browns are terrible. Right, the Cardinals, even though they just beat San Francisco, they pummeled the Rams. They've been up and down, but I think they're fine. I don't think they're any better than that. Cincinnati has won one game all year. They're good offensively. They're terrible defensively. A win in Baltimore against the Ravens when they need the
game. Yeah, this perennial contender, two-time MVP who's healthy, and when he's right.
Feels bigger.
Yeah, they've won 75% of their games when Lamar Jackson plays. Like, that's not nothing. And the record against the NFC, we've gone through all these numbers ad nauseum. If they go on the road and beat Baltimore as six and a half points, I think, at the moment, underdogs, it's now, to me, I'm going, have at it. I won't put any governors on anymore. I'm not going to put the slowdown gate or the lanes on the bowling alley, right? Like, let's go fast, man. Let's go supersonic.
Say the crazy thing you want to say.
Say it. You know, like, and all I'm doing now is saying, let's slow down and enjoy what's happening because it's great, but prognosticating more of this or an increase in this, you know, that may be ahead of the game. If you do this weekend and they're 5-1 playing the way that they're playing how they're playing, but the opposite of that, Jay Gruden style, can you imagine? I cannot wait to talk about that if that happens.
I got a tweet here. I'm at Grant H. Paulson on Twitter and on Instagram, at Grant H. Paulson. Danny is at Funny Danny. Guy says, it feels aggressive to you because he's a rookie. That is literally it. There is no other logical explanation as to why he should not be just in the conversation. All the numbers are there. Well, first of all, he's very much in the conversation. He's number 5 on betting market.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start there. But in terms of what I'm saying is it feels aggressive for people to come out and say, he is my MVP right now. That feels like a bridge too far. He's saying the only reason I feel that way is because he's a rookie. And I think that's probably like 90% of it. Maybe 95% of it. I could quibble over, pick some nits on a couple of guys, you know, who have the similar or better record or whatever, or even a worse record, who have maybe outperformed him and kept their team afloat. Maybe. But he's right. 90% of why I feel that way is because of precedent and because rookies don't win this award. But I don't think that's nothing. I think that should be part of the equation. No one's done it since 1952, whatever year it was Jim Brown's year to do it, in a completely different league, in a completely different era. But what does him being a rookie means? It means there's nothing to fall back on. We don't know that this will sustain. We don't know that this is going to be the case for 17 games, for 18 weeks. We don't know that he's going to continue to chop wood at this same rate. I mean, there's just no way to know that. So, yeah, it is because he's a rookie. Because you know what happens with rookies? A lot of times they start fast and slow down. You know what happens with rookies? There's ebbs and flows. There's ups. There's downs. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, mountains and valleys. So I will agree with him. It's because he's a rookie that I feel that way. But I don't think that makes it less a good point. Like, I think it is the point.
Yeah, it's maybe semantics, but I think it feels aggressive because it's aggressive, right? Whereas it's not aggressive to assume Pat Mahomes is going to have a great season, even though he hasn't yet. Pat Mahomes, I got some track record there. I got a lot of pelts on the wall where they might be middling, but I'm going to look up. He'll have 4,800 yards, 30 touchdowns, maybe more picks than we're used to.
I'll take the under on 4,800 this year with that offense.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, yeah. He's going to have a great season. You know, the same with Burrow, same with Allen, same with a lot of these guys. So when we've never seen it, there's no precedent, in addition to the rookie part of it. But people are, again, I keep coming back to my same thing. I think people are trying to quantify the fact that Washington was picking second in the draft, just like Houston was 2 years ago. And now they're thought of as one of the better teams in the NFL. The gap between where they started and where they are is so large and so profound that everybody's trying to heap how transformational this is. And we're all trying to quantify the unquantifiable. And so we can't go, well, you know what's probably great is that they kept Tamita Pritchard, and that helped some continuity. And it probably helps a lot that the Cliff Kingsbury went into the lab and redesigned this, that, and the other thing. The easiest thing to do is go, the kid who's playing so well, I'm so grateful, I love him so much, I'm so glad he's here, but he's the MVP. Just because of how big the turnaround is. If he took over a program that was like perennially good, like when Russell Wilson took over in Seattle, no one was giving him MVP stuff, even though they were, 10-6 his rookie year, 9-7, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But they were already a pretty decent program, and he's made some great plays. He was really, really good, but no one's going, that's the MVP. I think just because of how big the gap is between last year and right now, as to the fact that they're relevant, teams are, in, you know, and networks are fighting over the right to broadcast their games, for goodness sakes. And it's, oh, Jesus, Jim, this weekend. Like, that's what we're trying to do is use the, you know, bigger words than he's playing great. Does that make sense?
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. We got Brian Baldinger joining the show at 3:30 on G&D. We're at Capital One Arena. The Capitals 50 event is tonight. They're kicking off their 50th season of hockey in the nation's capital on Saturday evening here at Cap One Arena. Damon's in Oxon Hill on Grant and Danny. What's up, Damon?
Excuse me. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, man,
I've been on hold for almost 40 minutes praying that a caller does not say anything that I want to do. And as you and Grant sit there and continue to talk, y'all say everything that I was looking to say. So, I mean, because y'all, like, disregard the fact that he's a rookie and look at him as a football player, he's having a phenomenal year. Yeah, he's having this so subpar statistical season as far as touchdowns, but he's making up for it with dynamic plays. But man, we probably sat and watched Patrick Mahomes start, or when we watched his first full season, we was like, wow, why can't we have that guy? Well, let's accept that our wishes may have been granted. We got that dude.
Oh, totally.
That's it.
Yeah, it looks like they got the guy.
But I do think it's kind of, to answer the question, yes, it is too early to be having the MVP conversation, not about Jaden Daniels, but about all of them. Let's give it at least half the season.
No, I get that. I understand that. I appreciate the call as always, buddy. Thanks for waiting. Thanks for checking us out. We do it just because, again, it's a 24/7 news cycle.
Yeah.
When you had to wait till Sunday and then you saw the recap show and that was it, We're filling time and air. So through two games, Derek Carr's the MVP or Josh Allen's the MVP. Through five games, they're doing this.
Right.
You know, we're not just us, but everybody talking about the NFL is filling the airspace. So to a degree, I you're right. It's premature to say anybody's the MVP. Maybe the guy that wins it, we haven't even thought of yet, or is like 18th on the list, but then has a great month or so.
800-636-1067 is the number. Yeah, I think people keep kind of defaulting to like a conversation we're not having, where he's like, let's be happy that we found our Mahomes.
Very happy.
Everybody's giddy, man.
I'm so happy.
I think everybody's really ecstatic about how he's playing. I'm just looking at the YouTube chat here, and, you know, Jay is upset, says we're clowns, and somebody else, you know, anything you say that is not Jaden Daniels is the greatest quarterback who's ever lived, people get pouty and they take their ball and they go home. And if that's what you want to do, go ahead. I mean, I think we're having a grown-up, mature conversation here, which is to say that Jaden Daniels has been one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and it feels a little aggressive to suggest after 5 weeks of football that he's the MVP of the league. I'll apologize that I said if they win this weekend and he plays well, that he might be my MVP, that I'm not already ready to crown him. But this is where we are. I mean, it's pretty amazing that after week two, the same people said that the team stunk. And now, if you don't say everyone on the team is headed to the Hall of Fame, that you're a clown. It's a good place to be in town, I'll say that.
I know,
people,
man,
are very fired up. Let's go to Ben in D.C. on Grant and Danny. How are you, Ben?
I'm good. I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good, buddy.
Glad you have it. I'm going to sway towards Rouye for this one, Grant. I'm sorry, man. You sound like, I mean, you were saying that he's good and all that, but right now this guy is not good. This guy is amazing.
Yeah, he's a top five quarterback in the league so far.
Listen, and number one in a lot of spots. Number one in a lot of spots. He has the number one offense.
Yep.
Number one, he has, listen, although we do, he only has eight. He has four running. He has 300 yards rushing. He has four passing. We not only playing guys like Cleveland and all them guys, we're beating tar out of them people. It's not even close.
Dominating.
Yeah.
Right, so this is him. We are playing with house money. We already at the number that people surmise that we will be at for the whole entire season. And we're not playing with them. And don't forget that our defense looks like it's trying to come together.
Improving now, multiple straight weeks, yeah.
Right, and then we're playing Baltimore, who can't stop anyone from catching anything anywhere. And this guy can throw the ball. Scurry Terry, De'Ami Brown, and our trio of running backs. Why not him? Why not us? Why not right now? At this moment, that was the question. At this moment, who's the better quarterback?
Right, so I don't know if you were listening. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, buddy.
I think Lamar has probably had a better overall season. I would say Stroud is right there. Darnold is right there. Jaden's with him. That's kind of the whole point. I mean, Jaden is in the conversation, clearly. He's a rookie. That's the 5 weeks in, you're saying they're dominating everyone. They dominated two teams over the last week, and I'm really happy they did. Are they going to continue to do that? I've got some anxiety about that. We'll see. They play a real good team on the road this weekend. Let's go to Sam in Fairfax on G&D. How are you, Sam?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Doing good, buddy.
I completely agree with you guys. The people that are calling in and saying that you guys aren't for Jaden Daniels and aren't supporting Jaden Daniels because you aren't just giving a rookie the MVP through 5 weeks of his first NFL season, I think is ridiculous. These are the same people that are calling in last year after 2 weeks saying Sam Howell is the franchise quarterback and will be for many years, and then at the end of the season we're saying how terrible he was, right? So, yes, he's in the top five quarterback conversation right now, absolutely, but every rookie quarterback is going to have a bad game throughout a year. Pretty much most quarterbacks in the NFL are going to have a bad game in the NFL.
Absolutely.
He's probably going to run into a buzzsaw defense at some point and play poorly, right? And so these are the same people that are going to say he's not an MVP after having a bad game, right? But they're going to say he's the MVP after having a few good games. And, he's had flashes of being the MVP this year, and I can't say that at times I think he's probably the best quarterback playing this year right now. We've played a quarter of the games, right? So he has so much time left, and there's going to be games where he doesn't play great, and maybe the defense is going to have to step up, and they don't. And then people are going to start saying, well, man, they lost two in a row because he played poorly, threw a few interceptions, didn't score a lot, and they're going to be like, he's not the MVP, right? So, yeah, he's had a great stretch of games, but you have to wait and see. You know, like, I agree with you. Maybe if he walks into Baltimore and he beats them, and he plays outstanding, and the defense doesn't really help him a whole lot, but they still win because of him, sure, then you can maybe say, yeah, even if he has a bad game, that doesn't really, like, stop the MVP talks because he walked into Baltimore and single-handedly won the game.
Appreciate you,
buddy.
Thank you. I think these are like Heisman Trophy winning games when you're in college at LSU. When Alabama plays against LSU and the top spot in the SEC is on the line, that performance is weighted over LSU playing some nubber where he goes crazy. This is one of those games. Just like Monday Night Football with the world watching, he had the crazy game.
That's the biggest deposit in the bank so far.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Everyone's watching, and he played that game he did. Against the Ravens is going to be more weighted probably than the 4 o'clock window game against the Cardinals, right? So if he goes out and plays a great football game in the number one ranked offense in the NFL in scoring, Washington, hangs 30 again for a fourth straight week, first team to ever do it with a rookie quarterback, then, yeah, I think this time next week we will absolutely be talking about him in the MVP discussion. I mean, he's already in the discussion. We will absolutely be saying he has every bit as good a chance as anybody else to win the MVP.
Right.
Right now there's four guys with odds that are a lot better than him, and that's kind of my point. When you see a national analyst going, Jaden Daniels is my MVP, he's 12-1 in betting markets. There's guys that are 2-1, 3-1, 6-1, 7-1. They're bypassing. It's a little bit odd. But you get the excitement. I just think we're in a mode now, and it's kind of evidenced as well by some of the feedback we're getting, where everyone is so happy, you and I included, that if there's anything other than just throwing a log on the fire of greatest team in the world, greatest player in the world, never going to lose, print your Super Bowl tickets, the reaction is kind of like, oh, you hating? Okay.
Yep.
I guess.
I suppose.
Saying this guy's doing something historical and the team is one of the best in football.
He's been great. Say it harder.
I think they're going to win the division and he's going to be the rookie of the year.
I love him and I'm glad he's here, but say it more.
Say it louder. Okay. We'll be the bad guys, I guess. We were the bad guys when you guys were all, you know, telling us we were wrong a lot of other times that didn't work out that way. But I hope we are this time for sure. 800-636-1067 is how you can hop aboard on Grant and Danny. Brian Baldinger joins us next. I believe we're going to have Luke McCaffrey for a few minutes at the end of the hour as well on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Luke McCaffrey of the Commanders is going to join us coming up in a little over 10 minutes. Make sure you're listening. Right now, though, we're sneaking in our buddy Brian Baldinger because he's one of our favorite analysts. And as we're getting ready for the biggest game of the season so far for Washington, there was nobody we wanted to break it down with more. Baldy, thanks for a few. I've been seeing some of your analysis and film breakdowns on the Commanders getting fired up. I know, like the rest of us, you like what you're seeing.
Yeah, I do. I mean, that's a good defense that they carved up last week against Cleveland. Those are some good corners. You know, to see that touchdown throw from Jaden to Diami Brown against, Martin Emerson, I got a lot of respect for Martin Emerson. He's a good corner. Diami ran right by him, and the throw was unbelievable. The throw to Terry McLaurin for 66 yards on a broken play, a scramble drill, avoiding Za'Darius Smith in so doing. It's just an amazing throw. The third down throws to Luke McCaffrey, the protections against Myles Garrett and how they did it. Like, oh, it's really good. You know, I mean, I know who Jeremy McNichols is. He's been, he's drafted in 2017. I know the kid. Like, he's on his 19. He has scored one touchdown in his career. He's got three in the last 2 weeks. I mean, everything they're doing right now is working outside of a couple drop passes last week.
Bolton, you mentioned protection. That's the thing I've been amazed about. To this point is that Daniels has had time, and when he hasn't had time, he just makes teams pay with double-digit yard scrambles. But how are they protecting so well? That I've been blown away by how good they are in that department.
Well, they're starting a rookie in Coleman, but Luke is playing out there, and they're splitting reps. They split reps last week. You know, whether it was injury-related, I don't know. But, two different guys manned the position. I mean, their big acquisition was Biadasz. I mean, the guy's a good player, really good player. I mean, he doesn't go to Pro Bowls or anything, but he's a solid player. I know the kid. He's down at Duke Mannyweather's all off season, working on his core, working on his strength, loves the game. I think he's made Allegretti better. Cosby's coming on. Wiley's just so steady. I mean, it's a good group up front. And then Cliff does a good job of chipping with his tight ends. They're not great blockers, but he's chipping with them. They know what they're supposed to do over there. So, I mean, the protection's been good, but like you said, I mean, you go back to week one against Todd Bowles in that defense, and, Todd, I mean, it was 37-16. Todd Bowles was still blitzing him. With a minute to go in the game, he was still coming after him. But he beat the blitz with running, and, he's such a fast-twitch guy. I mean, Za'Darius Smith could be right in front of him, and he can make a miss. I mean, it's just it's remarkable because I always say this about him, and it's only 5 weeks now, but, he's really, really fast, but he's never in a hurry. And that's a great calmness to have as a quarterback.
Brian Baldinger on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Baldy, what else can you say about what we've seen from Daniels to dive into some of the decision-making? One of the things I saw in college that I worried about was he didn't get out of the pocket and throw ever. I think there were like eight times or something he threw while scrambling all of last year. He's already showing some propensity to – leave the pocket to throw, which is, man, that would be a big development and a game changer.
Well, he's really coachable. I mean, talk to Brian Kelly at LSU about him. When he came from Arizona State, I mean, he wasn't a runner at Arizona State. He added that component to it. You watched the Alabama game last year, and to your point, he went to run, and you go, he can't survive, this game against Alabama, much less do it in the NFL, but, his eyes are up. The throw to Terry McLaurin, he could have easily just run right there. But his eyes were up, and he saw McLaurin come from the other side of the field, and then just launched the bomb, And so he's not just running to run. He's running to make a play, and if it's not there, then he takes off, and he's pretty good. I mean, I've seen him hit probably a couple times where he probably doesn't need to take that shot, probably needs to get down a little sooner. But, he's running out of bounds. He's sliding. He's protecting himself pretty good. But, look, as soon as he breaks the pocket, he doesn't leave just to leave. I mean, he looks at what he's supposed to look at, and then he's looking to buy time and to extend the play and make a play. So whatever they're teaching him, Cliff, whatever it is, he's a good student because he's learning.
Well, you mentioned Cliff, Kingsbury offensive coordinator. I wasn't sure, to be quite frank with you. I didn't know what to expect in terms of fit here, et cetera. So far, you know, the choir is singing, man. It's been unbelievable to watch. It seems like they've got something, have an answer for everything. It seems like defenses are befuddled as to what to try to take away, and it's resulted in nothing being taken away to this point. What have you made from that fit there with Kingsbury and Daniels?
Well, the little-known fact about Cliff is, I did a lot of Big 12 games. I was out in Lubbock when he was there a bunch, coach at Texas Tech. Always had 10 new plays on his whiteboard every single week that he was trying out. But the really, he always spread teams out, even in the Big 12, even at Texas A&M. He spread teams out to run it. Like, and they're a very good running football team right now. You know, Eckler missed a week. McNichols picks up. Brian is really super solid. Obviously, the quarterback is special. But, they're a very good running football team. They can melt the clock. That's a good defensive front. They ran the ball up and down the field on them. That's really the hidden jewel. And then if you just look at the design of the offense, because you sort of call plays with the predictability of what defense you're going to get. Cleveland's a big man coverage team. They had their man beaters up. The receivers won routes. They come back to Terry McLaurin in the first quarter. It's a 20-yard comeback on timing. Now, you don't do that by accident. You do that by putting in hours and hours of work. And McLaurin's, he's at the top of his route. He's separating. He's coming back. The ball's in the air. It's right where it's supposed to be. Like, you see that over and over again. And that's not easy to run 20-yard comebacks in this league against good corners like Denzel Ward and Martin Emerson, but they did. So they're getting work done in practice. Cliff is a great play caller. I noticed, I don't know if it was last week or it wasn't last week. It was probably the week before when they blew out Arizona. I saw some sideline shots of him. He had the smallest play chart for a long time when he was in Arizona and Texas Tech. He could have put it in an index card. And now I notice the play sheet is a lot bigger than it used to be, ever. And so I feel like that means the quarterback is digesting a lot and he can handle a lot more. And so he's giving him a lot more right now, probably at the line of scrimmage. 2-3 plays called, he chooses it. Like, I think he's given him more than I thought. I'm doing the game in a couple weeks against Chicago. I'm anxious to talk to Cliff before the game just to see if I want to look at his play chart and see if it's pretty advanced for a kid that's going to probably be making his 8th start.
Yeah, I can't wait to have Baldy on the call. He's going to be on Commanders Bears with the number one overall pick, Caleb Williams, who's been playing a lot better this past week especially, and the number two overall pick, Jaden Daniels, who early on is running away with the Rookie of the Year award. 4 Rookie of the Week honors in the first 5 weeks. Baldy, it'll be a quick visit, I suppose, because we got Luke McCaffrey calling in a few, but I do want to get your thoughts here on Commanders-Ravens. Because this is the game it seems like that everybody wants to get their hands on. So in our final few minutes here, give us your detailed Baldy breakdown here on Washington and Baltimore. We're fired up.
Well, I just did the Ravens-Cincinnati game last week, so I saw him up close. Lamar is at another MVP level. He's playing better than he ever did last year already, in large part because of Derrick Henry. But the play of Justice Hill, they've kind of fixed what the offensive line is now. It took a couple weeks to get it right, but McCarrie is at left guard, and Rosengarten is at right tackle. They got that fixed. They got Mark Andrews back and playing really good football right now for the first time. They are a juggernaut on offense. Defensively, they have a lot of problems right now. They lost a lot in coaching. They lost Jadeveon Clowney. They lost Patrick Queen. They've got good players there, don't get me wrong. But they don't look like the same defense anywhere that they were a year ago. And so I think they're very vulnerable. I mean, Joe Burrow looked like he could have scored any time he wanted to last week, practically did. They've got a lot of holes defensively. I'm anxious to see Cliff and how he attacks them because I think there's a lot of things. They're good in the middle, like they always are. They're big and stout up front. But there's running lanes on the edges, and there's certainly passing lanes down the field. They got exposed by Jamar and T and that group in Cincinnati last week big time, and I think those are still vulnerable areas.
Baldy, you're the best, man. Always appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, guys. Enjoy this game. It's going to be special this Sunday.
Yes, we've been waiting for this around here for a long time. You know that, Baldy. We will see you at Landover, Maryland's Northwest Stadium in just a couple of weeks. Baldy will be on the call of the Commanders and the Bears. Luke McCaffrey is going to join us, so let's get ready for the wide receiver whose arrow's trending up in this offense next on G&D Live from Capital One Arena ahead of today's Caps 50 event. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Luke McCaffrey is scheduled to join us in just a couple of moments. We are giving away tickets to see the Capitals and the Stars on October 17th, a week from tonight, right here at Capital One Arena at the top of the hour. So make sure you're listening at 4 if you want those tickets on G&D. It is time for our double play, driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington area Honda dealers today.
Today was one of those days, Jeeps. Every once in a while, you get this little splinter in your mind. I don't know if you still get this as a grown-up, but sometimes I just want a burger. All I've been thinking about all day long is having a burger. I don't know why the burger gets that special treatment sometimes in our brains. I've had things recently. Remember that day I came in, I was obsessed with talking about cheesesteaks, and then I like made it my quest.
That was like a multi-day voyage for you to get a cheesesteak.
I just woke up in the, one morning going, I remember Philadelphia Cheesesteak Factory in Georgetown, late night. I put all of their kids through college just eating so many cheesesteaks, late night, right? So I went on a quest, and I got it. Today I wanted a burger, and that's what we had once we got here to Capital One Arena. We pwned burgers from All About Burger, which is pretty good. I hadn't been there before. I liked it, would try again. But I'm wondering from you, if you'd like to chime in here, what are some of the other foodstuffs where you go, I get that craving, that's what I got to have. Like, I need that.
You get in that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I need a burger. Like, I just want a burger, and that's what you go get.
I would say the one for me is at night with sweets. And that's really the only cravings I get, because the good thing about eating terribly all the time is that you don't start missing anything, because you always have it.
Wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Right.
You just do it, yeah.
The norm is, oh, what am I eating today? Do I want a burger? Do I want Chipotle? You just kind of eat terribly, and then you let people make fun of you or whatever, but at least you enjoy the food.
Sure, yeah, right.
So that's the good thing. The bad thing is when you don't eat things that you like often enough that you prefer, you start missing out on them. And for me, that's just sweets at night because I try not to eat after dinner.
Try to cut that, yeah.
That's kind of the tough thing. Let's go right now to the hotline and welcome onto the show Luke McCaffrey of your Washington Commanders, who are coming off of a fourth consecutive win. They are 4-1, and they've got the Baltimore Ravens on the road on Sunday, a chance to get to 5-1 for the first time since 1996. Luke, welcome back to the show, man. Thank you for the time.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much for having me.
We're great, dude. We love wins so much. This is a blast. Is it more go to work or more having fun at this stage? And like, what's the balance? You got obviously have to work hard to maintain the level you guys are playing at, but it's also got to be fun. What's like the bigger pile?
Yeah, I think it's been so cool. You know, you look all the way back to OTAs and just how much passion that everybody in this building and everybody on this team has for football. It's been a lot of fun to where I don't know if we've been coming to work yet ever since OTAs, even when we weren't on a winning streak. And so I think it's so fun to just be a part of an environment like that. And then, you know, when that has succeeded, it reassures your faith in a way. But I think there was already a level of faith that we built through OTAs of just trusting the process and having fun every day.
Are you surprised that you guys are 4-1 right now?
Yeah, I don't know if I would say surprised. I think we all have just bought into the process, and we've really enjoyed coming out and competing every rep. And I think what's so cool about it is we've seen a lot of growth from OTAs to camp. We've seen a lot of growth through, you know, day one of camp to the end of camp, and now week one to going into week five, six, and hopefully we can continue to get better every week and just stay intentful on every single rep, every single play, and making the most out of every single day.
Luke McCaffrey with us here on G&D. Luke, big one this weekend. The Ravens are good. They've been good. You know, not having the gangbuster season we're used to from them, but everyone feels, myself included, like it's only a matter of time. What kind of challenge do they bring, and you know, just kind of what do you make of them from afar?
Yeah, they're a really good football team. You know, they know how to win. I think when you get to the NFL, every team's going to have good players and every team's going to have, you know, some level of success. And so to have a team with a lot of just competitors, a lot of people who play the game at a high level is always a challenge each and every week. I think they do a good job of playing as a team, which is something, you know, I know we take pride of in our building. And so I think it'll be a great competitive matchup and it'll be a good one for us to go out there and compete.
Luke, you guys have had success on the road, dating back really since week one in Tampa. The trip to Cincinnati, Danny and I were in the crowd. It was unbelievably loud. The atmosphere was as good as it's going to be anywhere else, Baltimore involved, right? And Danny actually looked at me right before the game, and he's like, this is going to go very poorly. I won't tell you exactly what he said, but he said,
Lordy.
Yeah, holy he cow. Said, this is going to be
the environment was so intimidating.
ye of little faith, wow.
Exactly. So, but I say that to tell you, you guys work the Bengals offensively. Then you go to Arizona, you do big things. Are you at a point where you feel like you're comfortable in those environments? It's been low penalty counts, or is it too early to say that?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it just comes down to every game's different. Every game's a different atmosphere. I go back to Cincy, and I think that was just such an awesome environment that I think we all fed off of. You go to Arizona, and I don't know if you can clarify that one as an away game. I think we probably had more fans than them, and so
that's
when it comes
point.
To just having that advantage, having that atmosphere, it was cool to see that covered in burgundy and gold. And then, you know, I think we just got to stay focused on play at a time and just, you know, communicating and detailing everything we do.
Luke, I forgot the other day. Grant reminded me of this. I mean, I guess I knew if pressed, but I was reminded of the fact that you still haven't been playing receiver for all that long, right? This is still relatively new to you. And I wanted to get into that process with you a little bit where, you know, the finer points, the nuances that a lot of people can't do, you're picking up obviously really, really rapidly. How much do you feel you've grown so far? And you know, talk about that process of learning the position on the fly at the highest level there is.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You know, I've been playing receiver about a year and a half now, and I think I was blessed to have a lot of great people around me when I first switched that were able to help me, whether it was through my team or whether it was through my family. And, you know, guys who are in the receiver room, different coaches. And then once I got here, I think that just highlighted even more between Bobby Ingram, Andre Coleman, who's our assistant receiver coach, you know, Terry, OZ, Deomni, and then, you know, when Noah Brown got here at the end of camp. I think just from top to bottom, it's been really fun to be around a lot of people with a lot of great experience. Because at the end of the day, experience is going to be the number one way to learn and making mistakes and going full speed. And I think when I've been blessed to be around a lot of guys who have a lot of experience, it's allowed me to kind of just learn from the moments that they've had in their career, and they've had endless amounts of moments of whether it's growth or whether it's success, just a lot of reps at playing the position at a high level.
Playing inside and outside at times, kind of all over the formation, I'd imagine you go up against not one or two, but several DBs over the course of the game. How do you prepare? Do you study the nuances of several different defenders on film, or are you just more looking at things from the 10,000-foot view of scheme and you're not really looking at Marlon Humphrey or individual corners? Like, what is that like?
Yeah, I think a lot goes into it. We do a great job of, you know, preparing in general and getting, you know, the feel for how their personality is, what their attitude is, and then also honing in on the details. So there's definitely a little bit of both of that. I think as a player, you know, the biggest thing is to just play fast. You know, we have a stance saying go run and hit. And so I think that speaks volumes of, you know, you're going to have the knowledge that you gain throughout the week. And then once you get to the game, you kind of just have to go run and hit, and everything else will just be a reaction. And so I think throughout the week, we do a great job of studying individual players and then, you know, studying the overall scheme. And then once you get to the field, you're out there just reacting, right? Just playing fast and using your instincts.
How about for you kind of on your own time? Will you hit up either Christian or your pops to get insight on, especially Christian, who's played the Ravens so many times, and get any intel that way, or have your dad look at any tape or anything? Or do you not really tap into those resources because you got enough help in the building? What's your logic on that?
Yeah, no, we help each other a lot. I mean, there's only so much you can do, and there's only so much that you can find out that, you know, we haven't looked at or seen in our building. Every once in a while, you'll get a good tidbit or two, but they also have their own games to prepare for. And so it's a lot of fun having those resources to kind of bounce different ideas back and forth. But, you know, it's awesome to have the resources we have in the building too, and just enjoy the different scouting reports, the different opinions, and the different, you know, hard work that everybody puts in.
Luke, at what stage is this offense? And I guess what I mean is, it's, you guys have been unbelievable. You're scoring so many points, and Tressway went like a month without punting, a numbers approximate. It's been incredible. But, like, in terms of where you guys are right now and what some of the stuff you might be doing in 2 months or, you know, December or whatever, like what if we – like, what – I guess a longer-winded way of asking a very simple thing. Like, what percentage of the offense have we seen to this point? Like, how much is waiting in the wings to surprise people?
I think this offense is so fun because it has the potential and possibility to do a lot of different things. You can bring a lot of different personnel groups in. You can have a lot of different motions and shifts. And then, you know, you add tempo to it and you add a running quarterback. And it really opens up, you know, anything that you could think of in the creative world of football, right? And so in terms of what we put in or don't put in, I think it's very, very specific and detailed to, you know, what team we're playing. And so I don't know if that's a way that we necessarily think about it, is by percentage of offense in, but I think it's more a reaction and a constant flow, maybe like a picture, like you're painting something, right? We've all watched Bob Ross, and you're going there and he's painting something and it looks like just a bunch of scribbles, and then you kind of see it play out. For us, that's every week, right? We're trying to build our painting and build, you know, our game plan, and then decide how we want to attack a team and how we want to, you know, create change-ups and counters to, you know, our main way, and then what's going to happen if that doesn't work or if they come out in a different thing. And, you know, it's always a constant life form of, you know, process and creating something on the go and on the fly.
Is Bob Ross your painter of choice?
I don't know. I don't know if I have a painter of choice, but I do love to put that show on in the background. Well,
it's so relaxing.
It's not that bad, right? It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I told you in the locker room, by the way, that we were big on the chocolate lava cake conversation last week after you hung up. So if you score a touchdown or you go for a hundo at any point, it's chocolate lava cake Monday on Grant and Danny. No pressure.
Oh, that's incredible. Well, shoot, let's go for it then.
Let's do this weekend
in Baltimore. Why not?
And if you can mime a chocolate lava cake end zone celebration somehow, I don't know how you do that, but if you did that, that would go a long way.
I don't know about that. We got to get a local middle school or something and get them chocolate lava cakes for for Commander's win or something.
I like that. I like where your head's at.
Love it.
Luke, be good, man. Go get another win. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate you, dude.
That's Luke McCaffrey.
Thank you so much.
Joining us on Grant and Danny. Awesome to have him with us. Again this week, nice of the Commanders to have him call in here on The Fan. We got our Beltway Blitz, top of the hour, coming your way on G&D.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com